So around 1993, I decided to start drawing dreams that I'd had. Initially, I was thinking that I would make the artworks that were dreamt of, that were artworks by other people, because there had been a sort of a 1970s era feeling that autobiography was corrupt or suspicious. A lot of the early objects that I dreamt of were by, say, John Baldessari or Salvador Dali. There were other artists' works, but as I was getting my footing as an artist and as it was becoming my job, I no longer worked in special effects at this point. I began to dream more about my own artwork. And I continued with these drawings until New Year's 1999, at which point I was running out of time. For a few years in the early to mid-90s, all I did was dream at night and draw dreams during the day, which became a kind of a perverted cycle, because sometimes I would dream of things that you might not dare draw. And I think that that was a purposeful reaction of my subconscious to the situation in which I was my own taskmaster. I would also have dreams where I was working in special effects and I had some special effects jobs that was overdue, which kind of relates to that relationship where the artwork has become a job at that point. And of course, there's an awful lot of elements that are related to our culture. And they also, as with earlier series, got more complex. Originally, they were done, say, one image from a dream per page, then I would say one or two pages per dream, and then I would condense them more so that the whole dream would be on one page. Then I would find, say, seven different dreams with interesting content that I would put on one page. So they just got more and more compacted with time.